Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 11 of the story adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. It was indeed fortunate for Michael Strogoff that he had left the posting house so promptly. And fortunate, too, that he'd found a good friend in the Mujik's cousin. The orders of Ivan Ogareff had been transmitted immediately to all the approaches of the city, and a full description of Michael sent to the various commandants in order to prevent his departure from Omsk. But he'd already passed through one of the breaches in the fortifications and was now galloping across the steppe on a fresh and willing horse. His pursuers had not immediately begun the chase, and now Michael is well away from the city and riding hard.
I've seen no sign of pursuit since I left Omsk. Perhaps they have not discovered my identity at all. Or perhaps I've merely thrown them off for the time being. I wonder what my mother thought. Poor dear lady. And if that traitor Ogareff has harmed one single hair of her head, I'll kill him with my bare hands. 1 ounce of his life at a time. I must not think of that. I cannot. I must reach Irkutsk. I must.
Let me in quickly.
Come. What do you want?
Provisions for myself and my horse, and a fresh horse for the stage to Touremont.
Where have you ridden from, brother? Have you never heard of the Tartars?
They have been here?
Here and gone. The whole black brood of them. No provisions, no horses, nothing.
I must have a fresh horse, I must.
Conjure one out of the ground, then. I have none. Nor have I a wife anymore, nor children, nor salt in my house for the weary traveler. Nothing, brother. The Tartars have been.
Forgive me, brother. You have suffered.
This is the beginning of suffering.
May I rest here for an hour? My horse will carry me for a few more miles, but he must be rested.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
To Irkutsk.
That is a long way.
I shall reach it.
Or be killed. What matter?
All matters. I shall reach it.
You will pass through the marshes of the Baraba?
Yes.
Have you been that way before?
I have.
It's a bad time of year to ride in the marshes.
I have no choice.
The gnats and the horse flies will be bad. Your horse will die.
I must take that chance.
You yourself may be overcome by the foul gases that rise out of the ground at this time of the year.
I will not.
You're sure of yourself, young man. But God speed you if your race is against the Tartars.
It is. Listen, I must sleep for an hour. Will you keep watch for me and wake me when the hour is up?
I will.
I am very tired. I have not slept for a long time. But wake me without fail when the hour is up. Oh, what am I doing? Forgive me, brother. I was dreaming, I think. What time is it?
1 o'clock in the morning. You've slept for an hour. Like one dead.
I must saddle my horse.
He's already saddled.
Thank you. Here.
Now keep it. I've no use for money.
Well, as you please. Thank you again. Good night.
Good night. And brother.
Yes?
If you should get your hands round a Tartar throat as you did round mine just now, do not let go until he's dead. That will be my payment. Good night.
This is Elamsk?
It is.
Then can you tell me where the posting house is?
Beyond the hill there, at the end of the village.
Thank you.
Do you expect to find a horse at the posting house?
I do.
Too late. The postmaster has left, and all the government officials.
Then, have the Tatars been here too? So deep in the marshes?
They have not, but we were warned of their coming. The officials and most of the people have moved to Kamsk.
Then I must get to Kamsk for a fresh horse.
If that is your need, yes. But you are welcome to rest here and eat and provision your horse.
Thank you. My horse is unfit to go further tonight. I have covered nearly 60 miles in the last stage.
Then you must rest. Will you stay the night with us? My husband is pasturing the sheep, but he will return soon.
I will accept your hospitality and pay for it. Have you a dish of grease to rub down my horse? He is sorely distressed from insect bites. It will relieve him.
I have. Tether him by the shed there and light a green fire to smoke the flies away. When you have done, come in and eat.
You there. Come here.
I am here.
Has a single horseman passed this way within the last 12 hours?
I don't know.
Answer!
Yes.
What was he like?
Tall, dark, with a freshly healed wound in his head.
Did he stay here?
For an hour.
At what time did he leave?
At 1 o'clock this morning.
Ah, 1 o'clock. We're 6 hours behind him then. He must have ridden all night.
You're after him?
Mind your own business. Yes, we are after him.
Is he a criminal?
A courier of the Tsar.
A courier of the Tsar? Then I've betrayed.
Have you food here?
No, none. You Tartars have been this way once before this. They took my wife, my children.
No, you should have kept them out of the way, old fool.
One of you will not see the Tsar's courier.
What?
Look out, he has a knife! Got him!
Too late. He's made for the marshes. I'll leave the old fool be. We've no time now to hunt him down.
Nikolai is dead.
Unfortunate. He should have been first with his knife. Get to your horses, men. We must take this courier before he crosses the river.
Spassko, Polrasko, Kamsk, Ubinsk, Kargatsk, and Navatomsk. If the Tatars are not in possession of the town. Ah, there's a house. I shall inquire there.
Good day there, little father. Will you answer me a few questions?
Speak.
Have the Tatars passed this way?
Look and listen.
Aye, they have passed this way.
Was it an army or a detachment?
An army. Our fields are laid waste as far as the eye can see.
Was the army commanded by the Emir?
Aye. For the waters of the Obi are red from the mountains to the sea.
Then can you tell me if Feofar Khan has entered Tomsk?
He has.
And Kalivan? Has he entered Kalivan?
No, for Kalivan does not yet burn.
Then I must go by Kalivan and not by Tomsk. I can cross the Obi and then take the Irkutsk road to avoid Tomsk. Is there anything I can do for you, friend?
Nothing.
Here, take this money. It may help you to buy food when the Russians relieve Tomsk. Take it.
Oh, thank you, my son.
On the road from Omsk. Are they Russians or Tatars? Tatars. I must avoid them. But how? The thicket. Hide there and wait until they pass. Yes. No. They will certainly camp there themselves, perhaps for the night. I have no choice. Into the thicket, old faithful. And never a sound, or we're finished.
Halt! We will rest here for an hour. Make camp!
They cannot see me here. I may be able to hear what they're saying.
This courier cannot be far ahead of us. He couldn't have followed any other route than that through the Baraba marches.
We know he's passed this way. There's no danger that he was left in Omsk, as we feared at first.
No.
They say he's a Siberian himself. If so, he must be well acquainted with the country. He may have left this road in the hope of joining it later.
Well, but then we should be ahead of him. If we reach Tomsk before him, we will have cut off his retreat. In any case, he will not reach Irkutsk.
Yeah, you're right.
The old woman, the Siberian. There's no doubt that she's his mother.
Yes. She stuck to her story well, so they say.
Colonel Ogareff will know how to make her talk when the time comes. What was that? There! It's he, the courier! Take him, dead or alive!
Michael has given away his position in the thicket, and now the Tartar detachment, with its order to take him dead or alive, is on his heels. Can he escape and continue his journey to Irkutsk? Listen again when next we present Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar.